somebody wants to do something, I'm going to help them. If they want me to do something for them, they're going to wait a long time. You know, I'll help anybody who has an inclination to help. That was the first one. And there are quite a few others. This last one here, the one you met, Becky Rowe, if you hold her still, she'll bore a hole in the ground. I guarantee you. She's got a bachelor's in mechanical engineering. She's got an MS in physiology. And she's now a PhD student in biomedical engineering. And she has done all kinds of research for me. She's got an aptitude for solving problems. We've developed, in the last few months, we've developed a new method for measuring blood pressure in digits and members that small for neonates and premature infants. They just can't get blood pressure. We've done that. She has developed vascular grafts, and we've implanted them. And the vascular grafts remodel. So they're made from small intestines. She's done that. She is now working on a method for detecting the cardiac output with an implanted defibrillator. And the problem is that right now, if you go into ventricular tachycardia, they use a defibrillating shock to arrest the tachycardia. It takes about half the energy to stop a tachycardia compared to arrest defibrillation. Well, what you have to know see, they only use the ECG, and that doesn't tell you anything about pumping. We've developed a method for detecting the amount of pumping during a tachycardia.
Uh-huh.
And we're doing that research now, and we've got an invention disclosure filed, and it will be the next generation of implanted cardioverter defibrillator, because it would be sensitive and only shock when the cardiac output goes to a certain value, and the electrical rate is a certain value.
I see.
So she's got a bright future ahead of her. Uh-huh. Now, other people, they've gone all over the place. For example, one of my students, he's a senior vice president for research for Cook Incorporated, and he graduated only about 10 years ago. He did his research. He was the first person, he got a PhD in EE, first person to pace the heart with pulsed ultrasound. Never been done before. Mm-hmm. Then he developed a selective hyperthermia system to kill brain tumors. Malignant brain tumors and spare the adjacent tissue.
Mm-hmm.
And his thesis founded a new company to build these devices to heat the tumor and spare the surrounding tissue.
Mm-hmm.
John DeFord is his name.
Uh-huh.
And he's gung ho. He's senior vice president for research, and he's in charge of 40 Cook companies. FORTY, 40.
Mm-hmm.
Just a real mountain climber.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see who else is. Well, a lot of the people are in the medical device industry. They're all chief engineers or VPs.
Uh-huh.
And the thing that we do around here is make the students join theory and practice. They've got to get out and in the lab and use the theory and face up to its operation in living beings, animals or themselves.